Chelsea handler blames her white privilege for acting like spoiled brat after Trump election. By Joshua Kaplan on April 9, 2019. Appearing Tuesday on ABC's The View, far-left comedian and former Netflix talk show host Chelsea Handler contended her white privilege drove her to behave like a spoiled brat following President Donald Trump's election victory. A partial transcript is as follows. Joy Behar, you're currently single. I don't really know your background. Have you been married before? Chelsea Handler, I have never been married about I'm proud of that. Behar, okay, and yet, you dedicate your book, Life Will Be the Death of Me, to your future husband, and so, is there something you want to tell us? Handler, that is my calling card to admit. I had to go to a lot of therapy to admit that I do want to be in a relationship, and it's okay to say I want to be in a relationship. So I decided to dedicate my new book to my future husband, wherever he may be, so he knows I'm serious about being vulnerable and understanding that I don't have to be some strong independent woman to actually prove myself in life. It took me to really dig deep. It was after the election, when I thought I was going to have a mental breakdown because this man is president. And I realized what he signified was actually what happened during my childhood when it became undone. When my whole world fell apart. I lost the two most important men in my life. And in my 40s, after the election, I took a deeper look at myself. Because I didn't want to be in such a state of reaction. I wanted to be actionable. I wanted to make a difference. Sunny Hostin, the other thing you're working on is, which is fascinating, is a documentary on Netflix about white privilege. Handler, yes. Hostin, you say you yourself have benefited from it. Why is it important for you to explore that? I mean, that's pretty brave. People don't want to talk about race. Handler, no, white people certainly don't want to talk about it. So I figured start with myself so you know I can hang myself out to dry at my own privilege. At my own reaction to the presidency. Like a spoiled brat, you know, the way so many people were crying and screaming. It was like, well, nothing in your life has ever gone that wrong before? I really had to look and go, no. Yes, my brother died. That was traumatic and awful. I have never been hungry, I've never been discriminated against that I knew about. I think as a person with a platform, you have to start thinking about what kind of contribution you're going to make when you see the things that are going on in this world.